The end of the year, and I'm sure a lot of us are thinking, oh no, the year is over. What did I even achieve? What even happened? Things went by so fast. Oh my God. Stop being hard on yourself. Look, you did a lot more this year than you could have imagined, and you've made a lot more difference in your life and the lives of others than you think right now. There's an inner critic that always questions us, that always puts pressure on us. Ignore it. We just had the winter solstice. This was just 2 days ago. This is a time for you to go inwards, to just step away from everything. Another thing that happens at the end of the year is we start making plans for the next year. All these big ambitions, grand plans, putting great pressure on ourselves. It's like, okay, this year's gone off, but at least next year I won't waste it. But as long as you're living a fulfilled life, being true to yourself and just doing something, being in flow, making a difference in the people you touch, even in the smallest of ways, it doesn't mean you've wasted your life. You know, so don't put pressure on yourself. This is not the time to do that. Actually, no time is the time to do it, but especially not now. Because now is the time to just reflect. Go in, make some lists, some notes of all the things that you have actually done. And more importantly, the question to ask yourself is, how true to yourself have you been? You know, how authentic? When I say true to yourself, it doesn't mean what others tell you you are or what your critic part of your brain tells you you are. No. You need some time in silence to realize who you truly are at your core, at your highest self. So figure out how much of that you've been throughout this year. And then what habits did you have? What practices, what thought patterns, relationships, what is it that you had that kept you back from being your truest self? 27 December, we have the last full moon of the year. Full moon is a good time to release things and cleanse yourself. So on that day of the full moon, spend some time meditating and then let go of all the patterns, all the thoughts, the feelings, the relationships, the time-wasting work, all the things that are holding you back from being your true authentic self. All of it, just release it to the moon. Surrender it and let it go. I have a couple of full moon meditations on my Insight Timer profile also. You can just go to insighttimer.com/veganosaurus and find it. So if you'd like help to do this, you know, you can just follow those meditations. For this coming year, setting intentions is fine, but not the kinds where you put pressure on yourself, and definitely not making all kinds of grand goals and plans. Set intentions to be your true authentic self and to be in alignment, in tune with your higher self and the universe's flow. There is a greater plan, whether it's in your work, creativity, business, life, there is a bigger plan, and we always try to control things and make things our own, do things our own way. And often that's against the grander plan. You know it's against the grander plan when it's a struggle, when it doesn't really feel right, when it feels like, you know, it's friction, 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 and you're still like, no, this has to happen. I have to do this. I have to be this. So that is definitely against the grander plan. If you feel in flow whenever you talk, whenever you do something, whenever you, you know, create or live your life, however you do it, when you feel a sense of ease and flow, like you're being supported and this feels right, and then at the end of it, you feel deeply fulfilled, that's when you are going in alignment with the grander plan. So for the intentions for the new year, set this thing of, okay, how exactly can I be true to myself at the core? A couple of things to do for that. One is, you know, most importantly, spending time in silence, going inwards and figuring out who you are at your core, your true highest self. What kind of person are you? You don't have to figure out your purpose, by the way. The purpose will fall into place. You don't have to figure out what to do, what direction to take. You just go into, you know, tap into your true self. What kind of person are you? And then the second thing you do is make your decisions, your plans, your set, your intentions in alignment with that person. How much of what you plan to do is going to be true to yourself? Once you make your decisions in alignment with that, you'll automatically take the right actions, taking you towards a more purposeful, fulfilling life. And three, once you're so confident, you know yourself, you've set your goals, you've made your plans, then it doesn't matter what others say. You know, people, particularly society in general, will try to pull you towards certain norms, certain ways of being, certain conditionings. If you're confident in who you are and how you want to flow through your life, being your true self, then it's very easy to get over any hurdles society throws at you. If you feel like, okay, this is who I am, this is what I want to do, this is how I want to be, and as long as obviously it's not hurting anybody else and taking away somebody else's free will, right? We are making that part obvious. As long as it's you being who you are in your life, what others say won't even matter to you over time. And the more confident you are in your true self, the more you present yourself as, okay, this is just who I am, this is how I want to flow through life, then the others will see your confidence and people will stop getting in your way. Even if that is totally against the norm of the way you live. Somebody had messaged me a while ago on my Insta DM saying, you know, I don't want to have kids, but I have no idea how to talk to my parents, my in-laws, you know, family about this and tell them this decision. She was very sure she doesn't want to have kids, and I'm thinking her partner and her had both decided they want to be this way. But they were afraid of what the rest of society is going to say. So I gave her a very simple solution. I said, don't even make a big deal of it. You just be this way. Don't say, okay, you know, let's sit down, have a talk. Oh, I don't want to have kids. Don't even do all that. Instead, you just live the way you're living. And you make it feel so natural that really, nobody is going to have to say anything. They cannot say much. Even if they feel judgy, they're not going to be able to say much because it's so natural. Like, yeah, this is the way it is. This is the way I am. So what? Like, don't even let them think it's a big deal. It's a great way. Whenever you make major changes in your life, take certain decisions which are out of the norm, do this and see. When you do it, I've seen this with me being vegan also. Initially, I would make a big deal of it, tell people, oh, this is what it is, and, you know, or get deep into all of it. And then that would invite arguments. That would invite justification from others for, you know, them not being vegan and why I should not also. But the moment I started being fully confident and just, yeah, this is just who I am. Yeah, yeah, no milk for me. No, give me this instead. When I made it casual, the more casual and easy I made it seem, the more people were willing to support me on my journey. It's hilarious the way this works. So yeah, for the coming year, ask yourself who your truest self is, who you are in your core, how you can live in alignment with that, make your decisions, make your plans based on the person you are, and do things that are not going to take you away from that. And then be very confident, so confident in who you are and so in ease and flow that nothing's going to come in your way. Nobody's going to stop you. And yes, for goodness sake, don't put pressure on yourself. Don't get too ambitious. It's okay. You focus on being in flow and feeling fulfilled. Everything else will fall into place. All right, that's it for today. Take care. And like I said, the full moon meditations are on Insight Timer. Go to insighttimer.com/veganosaurus, veganosaurus, and you'll find the full moon meditations there. I'd love to hear what you think of them. Leave me a comment there on the meditations about your experience with them. All right, talk to you again next week. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Feel Good Factor. I'm Susmita Veganosaurus, and I'm looking forward to talking to you again very soon. Bye.